FreeDrive provides online storage, and in the free plan you get a generous 1 gigabyte. If you go for one of the paid plans, you can get increased levels both of storage and of upload and download bandwidth. Having created an account, you can, if you choose to do so, link it with your Facebook account. That may be less appropriate in schools, of course. You can upload virtually any type of file type, but it's geared particularly towards sound files, so music, but can cope with any other kinds of files. So it may be that you want to share files with your students or with your colleagues. There are different ways that FreeDrive enables you to be able to do that. You get 3 folders by default, one of which is a private folder. So anything uploaded to there will remain private and visible to no one else. You also get a group folder. And within the group folder, any files that you make available are shareable with friends that you choose on FreeDrive. So it's other FreeDrive users that you've elected to share your material with. And then there's the public folder. Now, anything that you place into your public folder is visible to absolutely everyone else on the internet, but is also made available through the community system within FreeDrive. So files that you upload there appear on the community homepage and are searchable within the FreeDrive community. That means that if you're going to upload files which you do want other people to be able to view, tagging them is quite important. Tagging is an important property anyway, because it allows you to be able to search for files that you may have forgotten that what you named. If you only got 2 or 3 files, it's not a problem because you can see them all on your storage area. But if you've got lots and lots of files, then tagging them enables you to filter and search for ones that you might have forgotten about. You can create substructure within each of your 3 folders, so you can set up a file or folder system that is useful to you and has meaning. You may want to set up maybe different topics within your group folders, so that will enable you to share any materials that you put in there, possibly with colleagues who have also signed up for a FreeDrive account, or indeed with any of your students. I suppose there's one caveat in the group folder, in the public folders that you need to think about, that not everything that is shared by the whole community may be appropriate for your students. Not necessarily unsavoury content, but maybe content which is copyright and that other people have uploaded unthinkingly. But you also get music playlists, and that might be a useful feature if you're trying to share